Hi, my name is Rabbi David Pardo, and this is Mishnah Taharot. Today we are continuing, we're in the second and third series of three Mishnayot dealing with cases of various levels of tum and tahara, and ultimately resulting in a delicious stew. So let's get right to it. Harishon v'ashini shebatruma, the first level and second level of tuma in truma, tmeim metamim, metmeim. They are themselves impure, and they render the next food item, the next truma food item, impure. Hashlishi posel. My Mishnah, velometamet, my Mishnah, and likely your Mishnah reads posel, is likely more correct, pasul. The alternative girsa should be pasul. The shlishi is itself pasul, but does not metame anything else, right? Posel doesn't make any sense here. We already know at this point in the game that shlishi cannot render anything else pasul, so it must be pasul itself. Varavi nechal ben zira kodesh. So something that is fourth level truma can even be eaten together with kodesh. Kodesh, which itself has a fourth level of truma, but the truma itself does not, so they can be eaten together in that wonderful stew of kodesh. Mission number five, harishon vashini vashlishi sheba kodesh. First level, second level, and third level of kodesh, tmein u metmein. They are impure, and they render the next thing, the next kodesh thing, impure. Harevi'i posel, but again, probably pasul, velo metame, but does not render the next thing impure. It is itself impure. V'achamishi nechal benzid hakodesh. By the way, what's the next possible thing? What's fifth degree impurity? So para aduma has a fifth level of impurity, and the and if you make a stew of para aduma, you could actually, even though we're worried about fifth level impurity, fifth level impure kodesh, since fifth level impure kodesh does not have that level of impurity. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.